Hello, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a special show. Es charro, charro, charreo, charreada. And I have here my two charros, my favorite charros in the world.
Aww.
Leo and JP.
Oh, so I'm second.
Okay, JP and Leo.
Oh, so I'm second then.
Okay, you're both numero uno charro of the world.
Leo.
You cannot do that.
Okay.
Anyway, so today I was answering a question to Ross. Well, he was not asking anything. He was just telling that he likes tequila with Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that that drink, we call it El Charro Negro.
El Charro Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so charro. Let's start with this. What is a charro, Leo?
Charro is that Spanish guitar singer that says, Cuchi, Cuchi, and she's hilarious.
No.
Exactly, JP. How do you know that?
She's awesome. I love charro.
Okay, no. What is a charro?
Charro, kind of the Mexican cowboy.
Exactly.
So, but it has a lot of tradition in it, and it has a special way of dressing, the special sombrero. It's not the cowboy sombrero, it's a charro sombrero.
Which is like the mariachi sombrero.
Exactly.
Okay, it's big and round.
Exactly, okay. Big and round. So they also wear this beautiful, it's really nice, like the clothes they wear, because they have everything is like handmade, mm-hmm. hand embroidered.
Embroidered.
Yeah. And also, they wear this like big kind of buttons, which are not buttons, they're broches.
Okay. The decorative fasteners on that waistcoat.
Exactly. And they can be like silver or gold, depending on what kind of charro it is. But anyway, so what is a charreada? A charreada is the event where the charros come, and it's a competition. Basically, they do it in like this arena. You have like, it's a round thing, and they do several things. You have like the team of the women and the team of the men.
Oh, it's a gender competition.
Well, no, there's competition for men and there's competition for women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this tradition started because they didn't want to, you know, lose all these values. So they made the Asociación de Charros.
Okay.
Okay, long time ago.
Okay.
And they don't win money, okay? It's not like the U.S. In the U.S., they win big money.
There's charro in the U.S.?
No, in the U.S., you call it rodeo.
Yeehaw!
Which is similar.
Oh, yeah?
But we have some other competitions besides that. Bull riding and
okay,
I guess you have several ones too, but
we're talking about horsemanship and skills on a horse.
Exactly.
Yes, but the U.S. rodeo is like a big business,
mm-hmm.
and they're professionals.
Right.
They're pros, right?
Right.
In Mexico, it's not like that.
Oh.
If you win not only like being the champion, but you can win, for example, like a saddle or like stuff like that.
But you don't take home a purse. You don't take home a purse full of money.
Exactly. You don't.
Oh, okay. It's against the law.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's against the law.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have these charros, and there's different phases of the charrería, how they call it. This is the event, okay? And one of my favorites is el coleo.
El coleo.
Coleo is like the butt of the horse? Is
yeah.
there something about the
exactly.
butt of the horse?
Okay, how do you say the tail?
Cola.
La cola.
Cola. So basically what this person does, he's like on the horse. And you hear like a shot.
Like a starter gunshot. Pistol. Yeah.
Yes. You see the horse with the rider. And at the same time, they release a bow.
A bow, okay.
Yeah, a bow.
Okay.
Un toro. A bow. It's not very big.
So the bow tries to horn?
No. Basically, they start running together side by side. And uh-huh. then the charro has to grab the tail and put it around the feet. And then he has to take down the bow.
What?
Yeah. What? With his foot? From the tail?
Yes, but
he wraps the tail around his leg and then pulls it down.
Exactly.
But isn't he on a horse? Would
exactly.
he be pulling it up? What?
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's
wow.
like, you see how they, you know, they bend over to grab the tail. And depending on how many times the bull, like, turns, that's how many points they get.
Wow. So if the bull turns over 20 times.
Yeah, it doesn't turn 20 times.
Okay.
Come on. No, but it's really intense because it all happens so fast. Because the ball, they can like even turn, as you say, he can attack the, you know, the horse. But it's all so quick,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun to watch.
So it's really macho.
Yeah, it's completely macho. Like,
wow.
It's like they go out, like, everybody's like shouting and... It's really cool. So that's one. That's la coleada.
Doesn't it hurt the bull's tail?
No. Seriously, they're not killing the animals. It's
something
not like...
Else. Like, do they have to do all this with the customer? Like the
yes.
mariachi customer?
Yes. And with the hat.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's really cool. So you have that. And then you have the other one that is called el lasso. Okay.
The lassoing.
Yeah, the lassoing. And that is also really interesting. You see the bull, like, running, and then the guy is in the horse, and he has, like, the big lasso. Uh-huh. Okay? So he has to grab both back hooves of the bull. Imagine how difficult that is. So the bull is, like, running, and the guy is behind him, like, in his horse. So, and then, whoa! It's really cool.
But how does he lasso both back feet at the same time? Does the loop go around the bull's shoulders, or does it?
No. Because you know when the bulls run, it's not like they move the feet like humans.
Okay.
If you actually see a bull, like usually they do it kind of like they jumping in a way.
Oh.
So at some point he has to see exactly at what point the bull is gonna have his hooves up the ground so he can throw the lace and drop him.
Okay.
And he has to not only do that, but then he gets down the horse and he grabs the lace and makes like some kind of weight to the back so he can actually close that.
Close the loop.
Close the
lasso.
Loop. Yeah. Exactly.
Like Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. I've seen one that is very cool, and it's called El Paso de la Muerte.
Oh, yeah, that's very famous.
The Step of Death. What is that? I've never seen that.
So that's a guy on a horse, like no saddle or anything, like a wild horse.
Okay, bareback.
So they're running, and there's another horse running like right at the side.
Okay.
And he has to jump to the other horse. Like, I don't know how they do it. Like, no way to pull yourself from a string or something.
Well, they grab the
hair?
Yeah, the hair of the horse.
The mane.
All right. So, yeah, they jump from one horse to the other running. So it's El Paso de la Muerte.
The Step of Death.
And also you have something similar as in the U.S. But you know, like the bulls in the U.S., they're huge.
Right?
They're huge. Well, no. In Mexico, they're smaller.
Okay.
And the difference is like in the States, for example, the rodeos, the cowboy, he falls down. He has to...
Right. That's the point, is to ride the bull and the bull...
As long as you can, right?
Right. And the bull...
Well, not as long as you can. It's as long as you have to complete certain time.
But in...
And then when the clock rings, then he goes down. But in this case, in Mexico, it's very different. The bulls are smaller.
Okay.
And they have to ride him until the bull actually stops.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very different.
Wow. So the bull will get tired of bucking around.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. So that's the difference. And also, instead of bulls, they also have the riding of the yegua.
The yegua. Mare. This is the mare.
Exactly. Of the yegua, the mare. So that's another kind of competition. Mm. There's several. And in the case of the women,
What?
I don't know.
What?
I'm just angry.
What's
because...
That?
Okay, the thing is that I used to go a lot to charrerías.
Why?
I used to be a charro.
Oh.
So that's where all this knowledge comes
from. Yeah, I know. It's really... No, but it's amazing because you see all these people dressed, beautiful. And the women, they actually need to ride the horses on the side. You know, when they come out with the ceremony.
And they use a beautiful dress too, right?
Yeah, they use the dresses of the China poblanas, which are like very colorful and the big earrings. And it's beautiful, the big ribbons in the head.
Mm-hmm.
When they come out, they usually have the mariachi play the Marcha de Zacatecas.
Okay, how does that go?
I cannot do it.
Oh.
We'll just put it on the comment section you know what it is. Okay, so the event of the women is called... Scaramusca.
Scaramusca. Sounds like a Queen song.
No,
Scaramusca.
Scaramusca. Sounds like
Fandango.
Something else.
Yeah,
like...
Scaramusca. No, it's with a Nia
Divina. Galileo,
sounds like
Galileo. Galileo Figaro.
Okay. So they're dressed as Adelitas, it's called. Okay? They're dressed as Adelita, and there's like 8 to 12 women. And basically what they do, it's barrilean.
Barrilean.
Did they get on a barrel or something?
I don't know this word. Barrilear.
No. They put like barrels.
Uh-huh.
Like 3 barrels. Mm-hmm. And then they're riding the horse. And they have to go one and then the other one. But going from one
like
side
zigzag.
To the other.
Oh,
yeah,
zigzag.
Like zigzagging. And the fastest win, obviously.
Okay.
So that's it.
They do that on a horse, right? On a horseback?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think they do that in American rodeo too, the women.
Yeah, they do that. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the other thing that they do, it's in the charrería, they... Calan el caballo.
They calan el caballo. What's that?
Yeah, calar calar means to try something. Okay. And when they're calando, in English, I think you say it like test of the horse.
Okay.
Which basically, you know, is to see how the horse is like, if they have to go side by side or the step in front.
Okay, like a horse show.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they also do that.
Okay.
So that's the charrería for
wow.
you guys.
Wow. So I have a question about the charreada.
Okay, tell me.
What do you eat at the charreada?
Is the best food.
What?
Well, you know, there's so much food. You have like burritos, tacos. Mm. But the thing about charreada is that it's a lot of drinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tequila,
so,
baby.
Yeah, a lot of tequila. And that's the thing. The problem is like now, a lot of the events, because obviously the majority of the events are men, mm-hmm. there's less women. So it gets kind of not very secure
wild.
For women. Yeah, it gets very wild because there's like a few women and there's like 20, 30, 40, 60 men. Mm-hmm. They're completely drunk. Okay. So imagine, there's a lot of fighting. Because I've been there, you know, a girl goes to the bathroom and then a guy is like, bonita, mijita, whatever.
Hey,
you know?
What are you calling my girlfriend?
Exactly. Or what are you calling my girlfriend? She's my sister. Or she's the mother of my child. It's like, what do you say? Oh, who do you think? Oh,
meh. And then the bottle of tequila just breaks into somebody's
exactly.
head.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, so that's one of the problems.
Okay.
Yeah. But all in all, it's really cool. We like it. But I also went to rodeos in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's completely different. And in fact, a lot of people in the U.S., they do charreadas and they come and participate in Mexico.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They do rodeos too, where I come from.
Oh, yeah. That's typical.
Yeah. Northern Mexico, we do rodeos too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We got it from the States, obviously. Okay, so any questions you have, or let us know if you like the rodeo, the charrería. So just go to SpanishPod.com, and I'll see you in the next El Taco El Tango.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.